Well, hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Faith and Friends. I am beyond grateful that you are here today. Today we are talking with our sisters, Mac and Kins, and they are from Delight for the Girl, and my goodness, do we have a lot to chat about today. Their new study, In My Feels, is out with Lifeway now, and we are talking about all the things, in my feels, all the emotions, all the things that are leading us back to the Father and how to process things with Him. So I pray that this episode blesses you and meets you right where you are today. All right, well, let's dive right in. Mac and Kins, my girls. Okay, I'm like so pumped to have you back because the last time that we were all together doing an episode, we were on Music Row. It was season one of Faith and Friends. I was in college. Delight yeah. was what we were chatting about community. And now here we are years later, you both are married and I graduated college and we have so much to celebrate. Like, this is insane.
That is so true. I mean, and look at us now. We're podcasting on our own. We all have our own mics. We've come such a long way, right?
Yeah, it's real. Technology, though, has come a long
way. I'll never forget your podcast guy, though.
Robbie, yeah. That was yes. so fun. Yes.
He was so sweet. Like so the southern sweet. Man of the yeah. world. We love him.
Oh, I know. That was so fun. That, oh my gosh, we were at his studio. Like it was yeah. literally his radio studio. And we just sat down on those bar stools and we had all the country people's pictures all around yeah. us. That was yeah. so fun.
The guitars. So I felt famous. I felt yeah. famous. I was like, I'm here for my new single. It's dropping tomorrow. I'm surprised I didn't start talking in a country accent, actually.
You That's probably a, did. We need to go back. I probably and listen. Did,
yeah.
Yeah, we probably do need to go back and listen. We were just missing the cowboy boots, honestly.
Yes, yeah, far, true. Far from them.
So fun. I just love y'all so much. Truly, Delight for the Girl has been such a big part of my story. When I was in college, I was a part of my Delight chapter. And truly, y'all should just go back and listen to that part because that'll give you the foundation of mm-hmm. who Delight is, how Mac and Kins honestly became besties for the resties and how they have the same name. And it's just like, oh gosh, I just love y'all. Like y'all are just the coolest ever. And the story that God is writing in and through y'all is bigger than you. It's bigger than you. Your team has grown. It's incredible. I mean, now we got a study that we got to talk about that you wrote with Lifeway. Tell me all about that, because one of my favorite posts you had lately was the one about y'all saying you walked into a Lifeway 10 years ago, yes. looking for a study to start mm-hmm. with your Bible study. Let's start there.
Yes. Okay. I can share this little story because it is such a cool full circle God moment. So Delight, before Delight became what it is today, it was just Kenzie and I with the idea of wanting to start a Bible study together. And we had no clue what we were doing. We never started a Bible study from nothing. And so we were like, let's go to Lifeway, the bookstore, downtown Nashville. There used to be a physical store in downtown Nashville. We're like, let's go to the bookstore and look and see if there is a book for college girls. So we start looking around, looking for a Bible study. We're seeing tons of Bible studies. There's a ton for teen girls. There's a ton for, I would say kind of more the moms of the world, you know, all those amazing Beth Moore studies that we love, but we didn't mm-hmm. see anything like just for college women. And so we were kind of like, oh, that's a bummer, but we'll just pick a different study. And we ended up picking this study called Duty or Delight. And that's kind of where Delight ended up coming wow. from. It got shortened to that somewhere along the way. And so that's where it all began. Delight began essentially kind of with that trip to that Lifeway bookstore. And then about a year ago, so this is now today is 10 years, like 10 years. We started Delight 10 years ago in August. So this is 10 years later, which is crazy. About a year ago, the Lifeway girls team reached out to us and just said, hey, we just got the green light to start creating resources for college women, especially. And we would love for you guys to kind of dream up and pray about and create our first Bible study specifically for college women. And so it was just the coolest moment because we had no idea that the Bible study we were looking for God would actually call us to write it 10 years later. And gosh, if he has not just like taken us on this crazy journey of calling us into leadership and calling us into ministry and us feeling like imposters and us feeling like we don't know what we're doing. And just the sweetness of God throughout a 10 year journey of him knowing all along what was going to happen. But I don't know, just that we've got to spend 10 years developing Christ-centered community for college girls. And then now getting to create this amazing spiritual resource for them to enter into even deeper community and deeper intimacy with the Lord was just like probably one of the coolest honors of our life. So.
Wow. Yes, it's so fun and it's so crazy. We're just beep bopping around over here. I really even listening to Meg like talk through it, I'm like, oh my gosh, whoa. Like I don't even really believe it for myself. And I feel like you'll think that like all the way through your faith journey as you just simply depend on him and like say yes to him and work really hard. I feel like it's a combo of like really like hard work because we're the hands and feet of Jesus here on earth. And he does call us to like labor and work for things, but then it's been a lot of obedience, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of yeses that were hard to say. And it has been 10 years. And I feel like we always, I don't know, these days I feel like it's need to emphasize that because it didn't just happen overnight or we didn't just get like quote unquote influence or this opportunity right away. Like it was a lot of time and a lot of like labor and a lot of prayer and a lot of sacrifice. But like, I don't even say that to scare people away. Honestly, those 10 years were like the best ever. Like the process, the beginning is like so much fun and exciting and hilarious, funnier, honestly, probably than it is now. Cause you just make a whole lot of mistakes and get to laugh at yourself like all the time. Mm-hmm. And you're just like growing up together and it's a whole lot of fun. So I don't know, the process has been the best and it's just going to continue. I'm excited for what's ahead.
Y'all, I just love you both. And I love how y'all are in this together, but you also have two very distinct perspectives and all these different things. But I really love, Kins, that you hit on the fact that it is sacrifice. It is obedience, because I think so many people will look on, you know, the highlight reel and be like, wow, like I want to write a Bible study. I want to do this. I want to do the podcast. I want to do this. But it's like, are you willing to lay down your life? Like truly, that's so much of what the gospel is laying down your life and to be a living sacrifice. And I know a lot of people will be like, well, that don't sound like fun at all. When really, Kins, you're saying the opposite. You're like, actually, this is better than I could have ever asked, dreamed, or imagined. And here we are 10 years later, and I'm here to testify that it was worth laying down what I thought was best for me. It was worth, you know, I know, Mac, you were here to study music at the beginning. Like, it's just crazy the journey that he has taken us all on. And so, oh man, to get to the theme of in my feels of deciding that that was what the Lord laid on your heart, what was that process like? Because I know that just didn't happen. You had to really pray into that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was so funny. I wish it was more spiritual, honestly, Georgia, because I'll tell you the honest truth. You know, we like to keep it real.
Oh yeah,
Georgia,
keep it real.
You know that about us. But so Kent and I were having a conversation. We actually had it quite frequently, this conversation, because we work with college women day in and day out. We have for the last 10 years. And we would always just get so frustrated with girls that we knew, because it felt like there would be one day where they were so on fire for Jesus, like ready to follow him to the ends of the earth, ready to like sacrifice and lay their life down for him. And then the next day they could get so easily swept up in anxiety, so swept up in loneliness, so swept up in hurt or heartbreak. And suddenly that love for Jesus was just getting overwhelmed by their feelings. And their feelings were kind of the things that were taking the driver's seat in their life. And that just broke our hearts so often, because we were like, oh my goodness, there's so much more following Jesus than just when it feels good and when it feels fun and when it's like the high of the party. Like those are great moments to follow Jesus, but also what does it look like to follow Jesus in in the valleys and in the low moments when it doesn't feel good and it's hard and it is lonely and it is hurtful at times and all these different things. And so Kenz and I were like, we need to help girls stop feeling. That's literally what we thought. We were like, we need to be like, girls, you need to stop feeling. And what was really cool is as we kind of studied scripture and actually as we looked at how Jesus responds to feelings, because Jesus, both fully God, but fully man, felt all of the feelings that we feel on a daily basis. And as we studied scripture and looked at how Jesus interacted with his feelings, how did he respond to his feelings? What did he do with his feelings? We realized that feelings actually are such a gift. Mm-hmm. And feelings as created by God are actually invitations for us to experience and encounter even more of who he is. And so feelings in themselves are not the problem. Actually, they're kind of the gift if we would learn how to take our feelings to the feet of Jesus, to let him speak into those things, and then allow our feelings to be the very thing that help us to step into these beautiful gifts that Jesus offers us in each and every one of them. And so, you know, Georgia, we went into it thinking we're going to help girls stop feeling. And then God pretty quickly was like, no, you girls need a little correction on how you've been feeling, viewing your feelings. Mm. And together, it's just been a really cool thing of what does it look like to land in the middle of not ignoring your feelings, not dwelling in your feelings, mm-hmm. but allowing your feelings to be the thing that leads you back to the feet of Jesus.
Whew, absolutely. Yes. And amen. I'm really glad that y'all made this study because that is so like, my gosh, we live in a time where they're like, well, I feel like this, or I just feel this way, or this is my truth. And like, we can get so caught up in all that because sometimes it does sound right. It feels right. But you know what? We're not going to be led by our feelings. We're going to walk in faith and lead our feelings to the truth. And so to see y'all doing that, it just makes me so happy because it wasn't too long ago that I was in college and same with y'all that we remember what it's like to be there and it feels so big. Or even when you're, you know, 5 or 6 years old, when you acted like a child, when I thought like a child, it feels so big. And so what do we do with those big feelings? If you're right, if we disregard them, we're missing a side of the face of the Father through his son, mm-hmm. Jesus. And so, man, what was that like for you, Kins, to be like, we're gonna hit on the hard feelings, and because I just love you, you're so fun.
Oh my gosh, it's funny.
I love that question, Georgia.
I know. Well, you know, one thing we talk about in the book too is how we all experience our feelings differently. You probably met people that like you're like, oh, does she feel anything? And then the girl who's like feeling all the things. Uh-huh. And it's fun because Mac and I kind of are different in that way. We kind of quote them. There's stuffers and then there's feelers. Like a stuffer is the one that kind of suppresses or ignores their feelings, but feelers, they're the ones that are going to bust out in tears, probably love talking about their therapy sessions, but they also can get too caught up in their feelings. Yeah. And so it was fun to write it together because I think we kind of Max probably more the stepper, and then I'm a little bit more of the feeler, maybe somewhere in between, but we got to write from two different perspectives, which was fun. But definitely my favorite part of this study was digging into the Word of God. Like I was like, I had so many revelations through writing the study. I mean, as Mac and I write, we write separately and then we like kind of come together and put it all together. And usually we kind of like, it's just silence on both of our ends as we're just like riding away. But this time I feel like we were like read like one story in scripture and we're like calling each other, like, did you ever think about Peter and what he felt in this moment? And like, there's just so many revelations through it. Cause I don't know, the Bible gets this bad rap for being maybe like this old ancient emotionalist book, but actually, if you dig in a bit, which is what you'll find in the study, like so many people, just like us throughout scripture, felt all the things like fear, guilt, shame, sadness, like loneliness, hurt. Like these are so, we feel these things and they felt them so long ago. And you see how they maybe handled them poorly or got stuck in them. But then how Jesus and being in relationship with Jesus, knowing Jesus, brings this beautiful invitation into healing. And so I don't know, the whole time writing it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. And now I'll never look at it the same. I'm like, all of a sudden now I'm reading the scriptures and just looking for
for all the feels, and it relates so much more to my life. So that part was super special.
Yeah, that's so special. I mean, the fact that you're like, oh, let's look at what they were feeling. And oh, I was feeling this way too, like yesterday. Oh my gosh, I have something in common with Jesus or Paul. It makes the scriptures come alive, because it is the book that reads us right back. It is the only book that's alive and active. So the fact that it's making you love it even more, like that just makes me so happy, because this is our everything. Like, it is our guide to life. Like, it's the only thing that God exalts over himself is his word. He is the word. And so, oh yeah. Man, it makes me so happy.
Georgia, I need to know, are you more of a feeler, or are you the stuffer? I have a feeling you could be a feeler, or are you in between?
Girl, I feel like I'm like you. I feel like I'm in between, because some days I'm like, oh, I just feel all the feels. Like, I'll watch a Hallmark movie or something, and it will be out of the blue, the most silly thing. He opened the door for her, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, that's so nice. Or, you know, just those little things will really get me. And then there's other times that I'm like, okay, well, I understand why God gave me red hair, because this is a warning label, because I'm like a volcano and I just stuff it all down until it just comes out, you know? Yeah. But also, thank you for asking me a question. This is sweet. I feel like I'm on For the Girl podcast. Okay.
But I needed to know.
I just love it. But I think you're right. I think it comes down to this in between of like bringing it to scripture, because if you are a stuffer, okay, if you know that about yourself, take that to the word and try to filter through that. If you're a feeler, mm-hmm. okay, let's feel it, but let's feel it in really a good boundary, you know? And so I will say, though, one of my prayers lately has been, Lord, give me more compassion, because I want to be able to have that, because that was something that Jesus modeled so beautifully that my verse of the month for October is in Matthew 9, where it talks about he saw them and he had compassion on them, for they were like a sheep without a shepherd. And so he said, the harvest is plentiful, the workers are few, but that word compassion, it's like, what does that look like to model that in boundaries with my feelings, but also walking in faith? So anyways, I love that.
Really
let us give you a little tip or a trick on compassion.
Come on.
So this was one of the things that was mind-blowing for both of us. So in every one of the feelings, so in the study, we actually spend each week on a core emotion. So there's eight core emotions that we all feel. And then from those eight core emotions come all the little like offshoots of the other ones. And the seven of the eight, you probably would assume are negative emotions. So they're things like hurt, fear, loneliness,
sadness,
guilt, shame, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then the final one is joy. And so we would, most of us would just say like, oh, I want to feel joyful, and I'll forget the other seven. But what we really found was how beautiful it is to feel some of these feelings. So if you want to feel passion for other people or compassion, the actual root where that starts is the feeling of anger, which is crazy. So anger is the most action-oriented feeling. So when you feel angry, it's usually the thing that drives you to do something. So typically anger is, and we associate anger with bad, like anger with rage, or people, you know, cussing somebody out, or people getting in a fight, or people like, you know, just getting so upset or getting so angry. But anger in itself is actually the thing that is rooted in when we see an injustice in the world, when we see something around us that we know is not right or is not in line with God's heart. And when you feel that, that is something that we often suppress. And so then it turns sour, and it turns into those other forms of anger, rage, where you just like blow up out of nowhere. But if we would take that anger we feel about that injustice, and we would take it to the feet of Jesus, and we would let him speak into it, then it actually can step into the invitation, which is passion or compassion, if you will, where you can passionately fight for what is right and what is just around you. And so I just think that that's so cool. If we want to feel more compassionate, we often have to allow ourselves to feel a little bit more angry about when we see injustices around us. When you see someone mistreating somebody else, when you see something that is happening a world away, when you see the hurricane and you know it's breaking so many people's hearts and so many people's lives, we have taught ourselves to like never feel angry, but anger can actually be the very thing that builds passion and compassion for the world around us. And so rather than subduing it and getting rid of it, it's actually an invitation to take that to the feet of Jesus and let him turn that into something beautiful and holy and healing.
So good. It was so funny as we were writing this study. I mean, all these emotions, we'd get to that chapter and we'd be like studying it, like anger, for example. And I was like, oh, Mac, you really experience anger. I wonder how this is going to go for you. Oh. Like, you know, or she would get one to me, you know, yeah. She'd be like, oh, Ken's, I don't know, guilt. Like this is so you.
Anger is an easy one for me to feel. I always feel but angry. So
that's what I was really say. It really did become like such a revelatory thing where yeah. I was like, oh, okay, this isn't like, it doesn't always, the root of the anger is passion inside of her. And it actually can be a really beautiful thing if it's channeled next to Jesus and with Jesus through Jesus. And so, but it was really fun when we were writing. I was like, oh, this one's gonna get you. This one's gonna get you. You're like, I see you.
Yeah, now when I'm angry, I'm like, Ken, I'm being passionate. I'm not using it as an excuse, but.
Oh, okay. Well, now I got to know, because your sister's calling you out over here. So what like makes you angry?
Oh, well, it's just like in everyday, like, you know, Kins and I run a business together. We run multiple, we run a ministry together. We have For the Girl. And so we have to make all of these decisions together. And I just am a passion. I'm an 8 on the Enneagram. So I'm just passionate. Like I can't just like let things happen around me when I think they're not right. And so I just speak up a lot. So if Ken's is 20 minutes late to a meeting, I'm like, hey, that's not cool that you were 20 minutes late to a meeting. Like, you're disrespecting my time. Like, I just say stuff like that, you know? And so it'll be stuff like that. Or like, she wants to do something and I'm like, no, we shouldn't do that. That's not a good idea. And I just say it. And oftentimes it is rooted in, it has gone sour and I've let it linger and I've let it stew it. And I just like let it lead me to make a rash decision. And one thing that this has really taught me is like, when I feel that rise up within me, I don't have to be ashamed of that feeling. It's actually something really beautiful and really good. I just have to know, okay, that is my alert signal that I need to be with Jesus for a moment. Like, I need to talk to him about this, because he's the one that has the lens that removes my humanity out of it. Because oftentimes when I feel angry, I'm looking out for me, when sometimes there's something deeper there that I need to be able to have that lens of Jesus to be able to see, and then be able to better communicate in a compassionate way and not in a rageful, just like out of control way. And so I think if anything, kind of studying these feelings through the lens of scripture helps you to see there's really beautiful things. Because if you think about it, there are multiple times throughout scripture where it says Jesus was angry. He angrily flipped the tables in the temple because there was an injustice happening there. He angrily healed a man's hand on the Sabbath because there was an injustice happening there. And so Jesus was not ashamed of his anger. He allowed his anger to lead him to do things that were protective of the things that mattered and that were valuable to him. God's house, the healing of someone, you know, going against what the Pharisees were saying. And so there's really beautiful things to anger. And I think we, like, as Christians, we often ignore that Jesus was angry. And there's actually something really beautiful to feeling anger and letting it lead us to something really beautiful and healthy.
Mac, that's so good. And it reminds me of that verse where it says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. But really, I think we dismiss that where we think, oh, slow to anger, you're telling me not to be angry. But he's saying, be slow to it. It doesn't say, don't be angry. And so that's so good to slow down when we're reading scripture and be like, put ourselves into those shoes. And so, Kins, if I'm in your shoes, whenever Mac's like, hey, girl, you're 20 minutes late. Girl, what are you like, Kins? How does that make you respond in your feelings?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. This is a good question. I feel like I'm now in therapy, Georgia.
Okay. Little session here on Faith and Friends.
One of the emotions we talked about was hurt. Hurt is a core emotion. And I, like I said, I'm kind of the feeler. I'm just so sensitive. I'm a people pleaser at the core of me. And so when I upset anybody, including Mac,
Except when it comes to being on time, you're not a people pleaser when it comes to being on time.
Oh yeah. Not that. That is funny. Actually, yeah. I've never thought of that. I will get there though. And I'll be like, I'm so sorry. Is everything okay? Okay. Are we all good? And then Mac's like, no, we're not good. Can't believe you were late. I feel like I definitely just, I'll also experience hurt. I think hurt is probably the most prevalent one. And the sour side of hurt is really real for me. It's resentment when you start resenting them or something. And like resentment, like, I mean, I'll shut my computer and be like to Josh, oh my gosh, Mac was blah, 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 blah today, you know, but that's only building resentment in me. And instead you can experience healing. Like that's the invitation through a conversation or a heart to heart or a prayer or like a prayer of forgiveness with Jesus. And yeah, I feel like I go back and forth with that. I'm like, okay, well, and really I'm just hurt. Like I'm not resentful towards her. Nothing's bad between us. I just need to address the hurt that's going on in my heart. So we're taking a silly example of being late, but on a bigger sphere of things within friendship, within deep-rooted friendship, I think we probably see those come to the surface all the time.
Yeah. And I'd say the invitation in hurt is actually healing. Yeah. So when we admit our hurt, because so often when we feel hurt, we want to suppress it and act like it's not there. And that's when it turns into resentment. But if we address hurt and we bring it to that person and we say, hey, this thing that you said, this thing that you did, it really hurt me. Essentially what you're doing is allowing that person to then step into healing with you, because so often we run away from those conversations. We don't want to have those conversations. I do that all the time with Ken's, with my husband, with my friends, and it only ends up hurting me more because I live in that feeling of resentment when all it takes sometimes is saying, hey, I know this wasn't your intention, but this hurt me. And then allowing them to speak truth of what maybe they really were meaning in that moment. And then that ultimately leads to healing when you invite Jesus into that conversation. And I just think that that's so beautiful, is that it's just like when you go to the doctor, like before you can get healing, is like, you got to say like, my arm is broken. And if I kept trying to act like my arm wasn't broken, it would never heal. It would just continue to get worse and worse and worse. And it's the same when we have an emotional wound, we have to like go to the place where healing can be found. And that starts with Jesus. And then Jesus always compels us into relationship to find that healing within the relationship. And so I just thought that's so beautiful, but how often do we let our broken arm just stay in our life because we don't want to admit that we're hurting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so good. And also admitting that we're wrong, or like, hey, I'm sorry. And the longer that we don't address it, for the broken arm example, the worse it becomes. I mean, you could permanently, you know, have some like serious problems in there if you don't get that figured out. I ain't no doctor or something, but that just don't seem right, you know? And so, my gosh. And here's a little thing that I'll just tell you, Mac. Here's what I think you should do. I think you should tell Kins like 30 minutes earlier, like, hey, the meeting's at 1, but really it's at 1:30.
Yeah, she should. You know?
So that might help.
That's what I should do. You know, it's so funny is she told me the other day that her husband Josh was upset with her tardiness as well. And I was like, oh, it's coming at her from all sides. We're about to see breakthrough. We're going to see change.
Breakthrough in the name of Jesus.
It's so bad.
Oh, man. It's okay.
That's a good idea, Georgia. I will just rework my schedule to make it work for Ken.
No, you don't have to work around. No, you just say it's earlier than it is. Then she'll just show up on time.
Yeah, 30
minutes.
She
was on time for this podcast. Gotta give
That's
credit
true. I know. Yeah. Y'all are doing great. I mean, we're all human. I mean, we're going to have these things. Our emotions are going to try to overcome us at times. These things are just going to happen. But now we have to be the one to teach them. Like, may we be a people that have a teachable spirit that can be soft and tender and humble, because he can use a humble heart. And it's just so beautiful. And so seriously, like, I cannot wait to do this study. I'm very pumped because this is important. Like, this is so important. important. And here's the thing. If we don't learn how to handle all these feelings now, we're going to be like old grandmas at the nursing home that are so not fun to play bingo with. Like, let's just be honest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. So true. Oh, it's true.
Okay. So where can we get this study, Kins?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. You can get it on our website, forthegirl.com. And you can also find it at lifeway.com. How fun and official. Yes. I wish you could still walk around those stores and see it in person, but you know, we love online shopping, so it's a little better anyways. But yeah, to follow Add to Cart, so easy, but follow along on Instagram, online. You'll see it all there. We haven't stopped talking about it. You're going to get bored. Everybody's going to get bored.
We also have a podcast episode to go along with every feeling. Oh, wow. So if you're like, I just need to get my toes into it, you can listen on our podcast for the girl.
We got a real life therapist on that podcast too.
A real one. That's amazing.
Yes. Cause we are not qualified therapists, nor will we ever be, but this is the real deal.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of y'all. And I had another question I wanted to ask y'all, but we just don't have time. So next time, y'all can be thinking about it, but this is just something like from friend to friend that I was thinking about is your feelings of, you know, man, why am I even asking the question if we can't answer it? But here we go. So when you're like, were in different seasons for a period of time in your friendship of Kins, you were married before Mac, and just navigating your feelings through that. And so that might have to be our part two, because I'm so curious to hear from my sisters about how they navigated their feelings.
Yes. Love dating. Oh yeah. We got all the scoop. We've literally grown up together side by side. So there's a lot to share there. We'll do a little part two,
a little dating situation. I'd love that.
And I'm going to ask about your dating life live on that podcast. So,
okay, well, we'll chat about all the things. And so we'll just put this as a marker in the sand right now that there's absolutely nothing to talk about other than I'm single as it can be, but praise the living God for that.
Oh my goodness. Mac, that means we got to keep our eye out. We're on the prowl. We're
always down to match make. You know us.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you need much help though.
You don't think so?
Nah, you got it handled. All the boys.
That's true. God's got this. My father's like, I got my girl. I'll just watch out for that girl.
We're about to go to a retreat together in a few days and I might be like pointing.
Girl, I'm really easy at blushing. So be careful.
Okay. I'll be careful.
That's amazing.
Oh, well, I love y'all. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you for part two soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
I don't know about you, but there is just a big old smile on my face. I love Mac and Kins. They are such a true, no pun intended, but like delight to be with. And I'm so grateful for their ministry and their hearts to just serve the kingdom of God. And so, man, this conversation about feelings, ooh, emotions, all the things. Incredible, right? Well, right now in this very moment, I would love to lift up our emotions and our feelings up to our Father in heaven. So if you would join me, I would be honored to pray with you right now, sweet friend. Lord God, we just come before you with such thankfulness for who you are. God, you are the Lord overall. You are the Lord of our lives. And right now, God, we just pray over our emotions, that they would lead us to a deepening of our faith with you, God, that we would come to you and not be afraid of just pouring it all out before your throne of grace, knowing that you, Lord God, are a Father that cares so deeply about every little thing about your sons and your daughters' lives. And so, God, I just thank you that you have designed us in such beautiful ways that can lead us and point us back to you, even in our sadness, even in our hurts, even in our hangups, that truly that there is grace and that there is mercy, and it is all found in your throne room. So may we just come to you. And I thank you so much for the Girl and Delight Ministries and for the life that Mac and Kins are leading for the gospel of Jesus, that they are truly paving a way for us to just be able to have resources and joy in this journey with Jesus. So God, I just pray blessings over this study of In My Feels, God. And I just pray that we would continue to just abide in the vine. And Lord, it is your presence that we find rest. It is in your presence that we find the fullness of joy. And so, God, keep us near your heart. Keep us in your presence. And God, until we meet again, keep us safe. May we be under the shelter of the Almighty. Send your angels regarding us, God. And I just armor up my friends right now in the armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of gospel peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith, God. And I thank you. And we bless your name, God. You are so good. And it is in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Well, y'all, thank you so much for joining me. And I cannot wait to see you for our next conversation. Oh, y'all, it's a good one. It is with, can I give you a little hint? Since you've stayed this whole time, of course, I'm going to give you a little hint. Oh, man, what's the hint? Her song is all over the radio. It is a song that truly touches your heart in such a special anointed way. And, I just want to tell you who it is. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. We're going to be chatting with our sister Ann Wilson next week. So please come back. And man, Ann has such a beautiful story to share with us. And I can't wait for you to hear it. Okay, don't forget, sweet friends, there is a song on your heart only you can sing. Your voice is important. Bye.